I have a poem for you that started about 14 years ago, and it's called By the River at Night. Someone's chewing ice cubes. That's how our footsteps sounded. The full yet hidden moon colors clouds that in their turn erase the stars. And yet it seems that there's a warming glow between us, between our coats and caps and all around our path on this softly lying winter night. We wind our way into the ending of this day. I sense your mittened fingers reach for mine. As mine stretch out their quiet answer, just between us two. These two family sets of five heart-seeking muscles, missiles cold, that only warm when nearing and arriving at their goals. We're heading out to see the river tonight. The frozen path is ours alone, only two of us out on this quiet, nearly Christmas night. Cold noses sniffle as we walk. We talk each other through the daylight's doings, recalling all our little doings done, unloading remnants from the melding of two lives. The trail beside the lumber mill is slick. Our steps slow o'er hoary stones and frozen sticks, and standing at the riverbank at last, we stop to kiss. Nothing more, just this, us and the river, the night, nothing, nothing more, just this.
What I have written explores both the up and the downside of wonder. It's called Air. Sometime in spring 1961, 53 years ago, two naive girls with newly minted bachelor degrees and 9 months of work to fund 3 months in Europe on a shoestring. A bit of time in the Netherlands and northern Germany, then a flight to West Berlin. We could see the rubble of the former parliament buildings across the Spree River, the Gedächtniskirche, intentionally left as a bombed out ruin. Sobering. We took a train through into East Berlin. Passports deep in winter coat pockets, we ventured into deserted streets. No one. The main street was tidy with well-kept row houses, some tiny shops not open. Just one street back, all was different. Rusted iron, litter, peeling paint, signs of rot. The front street was just that, a front. We wandered in opposite directions, lost each other briefly. We felt fright, and the air became stifling. It was cold and absolutely still, somehow lacking oxygen. There was no cause for worry. We both knew how to return to the train station, spoke passable German, were reasonably intelligent and independent. It was simply that the air was unbreathable and all was gray. We did not want to ride back in that crowded, airless train. We decided to walk back into West Berlin using the only open border through the Brandenburg Gate. We walked silent paths along the border. I felt the gloom lift a bit when we could see the gate. Approaching with some awe, we stopped to contemplate its intended theme of peace. Noted the armed guards at either side, stepped under and then through it back into the west. The air became fresh. Maybe there was a playful breeze. It felt that sunlight had broken through the clouds. The air became amazingly wonderful, reflecting what was happening in my head and my heart. I would not suffocate. My thoughts could be free. The power of what was in my head and heart upon my perceptions, that too was a wonder. The Berlin Wall went up just 4 months later and remained.